It's time for our scripture reading. You can find it in the Bible in front of you if you wish to look at it while I read. John verse 20, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. My favorite story of the whole Bible. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and another disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there. But he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen strips. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and he believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. When the disciples went back to where they were staying, then they went back. Now Mary stood outside the tomb, crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And the angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have put him." At this time, she turned around, and she saw Jesus standing there. But she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Blessed be this reading.
Thank you, Bonnie. Whoa. Phew. My sermon just disappeared for a second. It's like a nightmare, like pinch me. So we all know what has recently happened. We know the story well, that Jesus was killed, crucified on a Roman cross, betrayed by his own people, the religious leaders that should have embraced his presence, betrayed by the crowds who turn on him when he did not live up to their expectations, betrayed even by one of his closest followers, one of his dear friends. Jesus was handed over to his enemies, but refused to take up arms or let anyone else take up arms on his behalf. Refused to call down God's avenging forces to save him. He lived true to his life and his calling of nonviolence until the end. Jesus went willingly, though not without fear and trembling. Jesus went willingly to the cross. Mocked, shamed, tortured, paraded down Main Street to show everyone that he was defeated. Finally, crucified and killed. His community, his followers, the early church, his friends, they were scattered. They were terrified. They were depressed. They were mourning not just their friend, but also their dream. They had turned their lives upside down to follow this man and his dream of a new kingdom on earth. And now all of that was gone, and they did not know what to do. But then something really weird happened. Something that cannot be explained. Something that cannot be proved. Something that can only be believed. The tomb was empty. The place of darkness, the location of all their grief, the very spot of their failed dreams and dashed hopes, was empty. And something new was being born. I like this particular version of the Easter story because it focuses on the person of Mary Magdalene. This is not Mary, Jesus' mom. This is the other Mary. The Mary that loved Jesus, not as a mother, but as a dear friend. In some people's imagination, is more than a friend. This is the Mary that Jesus cast out 7 demons from. This is the Mary that tradition says was a woman of ill-gotten gain, but that is probably made up. Anyway, this is that Mary. No one special. No visit by an angel telling her who Jesus was. Just a faithful disciple and follower of Jesus. Like you. Like me. And this Mary, this normal, not visited by an angel Mary, is staring at an empty tomb and is not comprehending what she is seeing. When Mary stares into the tomb, she sees that it is empty. She does not see resurrection. She sees theft. She does not see hope. She sees even more reason for despair. Mary looks into the tomb and sees 2 angels and talks to them, but somehow cannot see them for what they are. All she can see is her despair. And then she even sees Jesus himself, but still cannot see who he is. She thinks he's a gardener that has removed the body of her beloved. She wants the body back, so that she can continue her grieving. All she sees is her despair. Friends, what do we see? When you look at the world, what do you see? Do you see only grief? Only despair? Do you see your anger, frustration, disappointment? What do you see? I don't know about you, but I can become so goal-oriented, so fixated on the future, trying to make that future into the reality I want it to be by sheer force of will, that I can fail to see the world that is all around me. Sometimes I can become fixated on the past, and I fail to see the present that is all around me. I can focus so much on what I want, I lose sight of what I have. I become so immersed in my hopes and dreams that I fail to see the good that is my reality. I wonder if you can relate to that. What do you see when you look at your life? Do you see the moments that haven't turned out the way you've hoped? Do you see your failures, your so-called sins? Or are you able to accept your life for what it is? A beautiful, confounding mess of good and bad. Triumphs and failures. Hopes dashed and dreams come true. Do you look at the world and see it as a scary place filled with curses and adversaries? Or do you see it for what it is? A beautiful, confounding mess. Filled with good and evil, progress and setbacks, adventures and routines. Do you look at our church and see only empty pews, or Do you see all the lives that have been touched by this place? Do you see the hope and the good that this chosen family, this Christian community, has brought into the world over nearly 2 centuries? Mary, the beloved friend of Jesus, Mary, who walked as closely to Jesus as any other person in the history of the world, Mary, who is mentioned more times in the Gospels than any other follower of Jesus who's not related to him, Mary, who Jesus deeply loved, is staring at an empty tomb with 2 angels, having a conversation with the risen Jesus, and yet cannot see past her own grief to see what has happened. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not judging Mary. I would be doing the exact same thing. In fact, I probably wouldn't have even had the courage to show up at the tomb in the first place. This is what we do. This is what despair does. This is what anger or sadness or frustration or disappointment, this is what those things look like. This is what it looks like when we lose hope. We stare at an empty tomb with 2 angels in it talking with the risen Jesus and do not comprehend what has happened. We look at our lives of love and friendship, family and community, our bodies filled with blood and pain, growth and decay, our world of war and peace, progress and violence, our church of growth and decline, of memories and disappointments, and we feel to see the miracle that it all is. None of this is bad. It is all life, and it is all good. Mary, Jesus says, and that's all it takes. The God of the universe came down in human form and calls her by her name. Her friend, her teacher, her beloved calls her by her name. And she turns and she believes. Just like that. All of her doubt, all of her despair, all of her disappointment, they don't disappear, but they fade into the background. Because Mary is known by name. Because Mary is loved. And because that which loves her is not dead, cannot be killed. The God of the universe knows each of you by name and calls you beloved. Nothing can take that away from you. No fears or failures, disappointments or failed dreams. No judgment from others or your inner critic. No aging, no changes, no politics, no conflict, no fights, no doubts or changes in your faith. Not even your own death can deny the reality that the God of the universe knows you by name and calls you beloved. Mary shows up at the tomb with nothing but despair. She leaves with a song on her lips and courage in her heart, proclaiming for all to hear that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.